Yeah, I mean, it had sort of everything, didn't it? I'm glad I was on our dugout because obviously Gus will be very disappointed the way the things went against his team. But, you know, I have to say I thought we earned that with, you know, the skill of some of my wide men. You know, I think Yannick got on that so quickly, and you know, what I'm learning about our two wide men is that you think you got them and before you know it they're past you. And, you know, I don't think there was anything, I'm sure Gus won't argue about the sending off. What pleased me more than anything was what we did after that. We actually controlled the game, which is very difficult against a team like Brighton. And it took us a while because they still are very good with the ball. But, you know, I'm delighted with the professionalism of my lads and the way we then started to knock it around. And it felt more like my team, more like the way we play. And obviously some 10 men can really hurt you, but we managed to nullify that and look ultra professional, even down to Glenn Murray giving up the penalty for his hat trick because he's missed one or two recently. And I just thought that summed it up for me. I've congratulated them. He was ill this morning, he wasn't going to play, but we managed to get him out there. So very, very pleased. I thought the atmosphere the crowd created was superb, including the Brighton fans, and you know, hopefully everybody goes home, will be happy today, but I'm sure they'll have their day because they're a very good side.
Was that the biggest difficulty, that when they went down to 10 men, they put pretty much 10 men behind the ball?
Well, not really, no, they get in a rhythm. You know, Gus is a fantastic manager and he tries to dominate the ball and pass it, and once they've got a man short, that gave us the impetus. We managed to grab it. We spoke about getting it wide and getting at people and interchanging and intermoving, and you know what we needed was Glenn Murray, really, with his header. You know, fantastic cross, got his eyebrows on it, and before you know it, everybody around the place is, it's going to be a hard task for them with 10 men then. But you know, start the second half, after Gus got into them, they've hit the post, could have been a different game, couldn't it? You know, but what I'm delighted with is the players, the squad, the crowd, the whole thing. It just feels really good because that's a good team we managed to beat today.
Yeah, it was a good team performance, but one or two superb individual displays as well. I'm thinking of Bolasie and Parr on that left-hand side.
Without a shadow of a doubt, you know, it's great to see young fellas. They're both very young. They get forward, they can run with it, they can. One's overlapping, they got bundles of energy, and, you know, to me, that's Palace. You know, that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm thoroughly enjoying what I'm seeing. Yeah, I think there's things we can do better. But, you know, on the whole, in general, we can go one side and we can hurt you. We can go the other side, we might be able to hurt you. And you better watch the man in the middle as well. You know, he can hurt you as well. But, you know, as I say, I've just told the lads that was his, I'm as pleased as punch because I've experienced a wonderful thing today. A local derby, and apparently it was a must-win game. You said it the other day. Never, unless you work for Chelsea, you don't normally have those, do you? So I didn't realise we are them. But you know, as I say, it's a fantastic day for me. Wonderful atmosphere. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I feel a bit for Gus because really nothing sort of went for them, did it? But I felt we earned that right. You know, we earned the right for them to try and make that tackle. They were down to 10 men, and then we exploited that. Was it a penalty, was it not, who knows? I thought the second one definitely was. Could have Glenn got it and got on it and finished it anyway, I don't know. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's what happens. And let's get on with it.
Ian, could you talk us through the substitution of Andre Moritz for Joel Ward? Was that a deliberate kind of attempt to try and put three or four past Brighton and keep the crowd happy? Or?
Yeah, really. And Joel had a bit of a sore ankle. I spoke to KG at half-time, I felt, with only one up the middle. I thought we could try and get at him a little bit more. And that was it, really. I've asked KG, can you do that? He did. He said, don't bother me, because really he has played, I know he's played wide right in this team. So when I looked at it, I knew we had a man short and Joel was injured. So I think my staff behind me were getting Moxie ready, because that's what we normally do. And I, no. Get an extra man on there, see if we can pass, see if we could score some more.
Third goal, Ian, the second penalty. You're saying it was entirely.
It was an unbelievable shove, yes.
Yeah. Entirely Glenn's decision.
Yeah.
Not to take, you know, even not going to have an hat trick.
Yeah.
And that's pretty unselfish, isn't it?
Well, this is what this group's about. And I think this is what we've got to try and make sure we keep everybody's feet on the floor. Wilfred's getting all sorts of plaudits, quite rightly so. He's a very good player, but you know, we're just trying to keep everybody's feet on the ground and keep marching towards where and improving, you know, and we've got a lot of improving to do. There's loads of things I think I can actually get us doing, but you know, what you're talking about is a group of people, and that group of people really suit each other. And the way that we win the ball back and set those two wide men off, the way that Glenn actually capitalises on and the timing of what he does is really good, because it's difficult to know when it's coming in the box, and he seems to be always on the end of it. So you know, it's the whole parts that make the sum of all of it, and I guarantee you we're not just a one man team. And what I'm trying to say is everybody can mention the obvious, everybody does. In the school playground, everybody, oh, he's the best player, because everybody does. Best at what? Best at tackling? Got to be Jed and that, can it? Best at also tackling? It's got to be KG, hasn't it? You know? Best at organising the back line? You got a Damo, you got Rambo, they've been absolutely excellent. And it's the whole thing that's clicking and working together with the crowd. The crowd today were completely awesome. And long may it continue, but I know it doesn't, and I know it won't, and I got to be ready to be calm and keep everybody going and try and make some significant changes sometimes from the bench to try and do that. I've had one chance to do that at Peterborough, it worked. I had another chance to do that at Leeds and it didn't, so that hurt, but never mind. Let's get on with the next one, and I'll be thoroughly looking forward to the next one. I'll be totally proud of the team that will be coming here, because I've tried to put them together, and I'll be totally proud of the new ones that will be playing against them. So you know, on the whole, I'm just glad I can go up and move and get my house down here now, which will be done by Tuesday, so I'll feel actually settled rather than being in a hotel.
Comfortable suit you?
I'm not even interested in that, to be perfectly blunt. It's all about where you're trying to end up, and we can't get there yet, so what's the point of talking about it?
Some of Glenn's runs are perhaps not appreciated by the crowd, but I'm sure appreciated by you.
He's a fantastic footballer. His football brain is as good as anybody I've worked with. He knows the timing of how to do that one at the middle. That's really difficult. And his eye for getting on the end of a cross is completely awesome. I've had some great players in my time. I've been very fortunate to work with some fantastic lads. And to be honest, Glenn's right up there with all of them. You know, that's 9 goals in 6 games he's got from me. He's quite awesome.
For the defender, then he makes the run away.
Yeah,
again.
He's very, very, very clever. I love clever footballers, and that's what I try to do, improve their brain. And as I say, I'm thoroughly enjoying that, and this group deserve all sorts of credit. So well done, very professional, and no selfishness. And as long as we can keep that out of our group, then I'll be more than happy.
Do you think Gus will now be saying that Will Buckley is a better player than Yannick Bolasie?
Gus has got every right to say whatever he thinks is right, because he's got a great bunch of lads there who never once did they drop their heads, never once did they stop. And even at the end, the combativeness of it was, you know, I took Jedinak off because I didn't want him, you know, they still had the fight in the end, and you know, they're a terrific team. So you know, I got the utmost respect for that man, the way he tries to play. And you know, as I say, I'm trying to get on with my job, he's going to do his. So you know, you won't catch me talking down about anybody else's player, and I'm sure he wouldn't about mine. So good luck to him, what he's trying to do. And you know, I actually like him, so if that spoils the rivalry, I don't really care, to be honest. I think football's a wonderful thing, and the way Gus's sides play, they were hampered today with the sending off. It really did knock them out of their stride, and we capitalised on that.
Just whether other than Ward, has anybody else got any knocks in the team?
To be honest, I've just come up here. I'm not quite sure. I think Wilf took a knock. Yannick was limping as well. But you know, I'm trying to get us all through things until I know. I can't really tell you. I'll know a bit more by tomorrow morning. And you know, luckily we've got a spare week, so I can go and move. You know, I got to be able to move back here and get down here and get my wife out of a very nice hotel. But it's just it's not right. You know, we need.
Living together years ago,
didn't you? Yeah, we did. Yeah, we had a flat here, Woodside. Yeah, so romance is still there, I think.